don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. Frank, leave the volume right there. Sounded great. Yeah, I like that. All right. Welcome to Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We've got a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. And we are going to be talking about the gene drive. Now, I'm not talking about blue genes. I'm talking about your genomes and what that is, you know, what science is doing with them. We're going to talk about it. Also, we've got the fall on our heels. I don't know about you, but here in North Carolina, we already have leaves hitting the ground. It's getting cooler at night. 80 degrees during the day, but at night it's cooling off, and so the leaves, the trees are shedding leaves. And then you get more rain, and then you get mold and spores, and people start to have sinus problems. So we're going to work our sinus issue into this hour. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the whole nation up in prayer. I'm seeking Lord's face, mine in the time, and I hope you are too. And we're going to hit the devotional, and today's devotional. We are in Hebrews 4, where we're instructed not only praise the Lord, but we're supposed to seek his face, you know. So let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then in Proverbs 15, it says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Oh, to be called the delight of the Lord. I can't get any better, right? Can't get any better. So I definitely hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, and it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up on the quacker, let's see. We're going to talk about apples. You know, you can't get away from apples in the fall. You know, it's just a jubilee of apples when you go to the store. I love apples. You know, if you eat an apple a day, Frank, for a whole year, you lose 10 pounds. That's right. Well, here's an article that they said that 80% of your non-organic apples, the apples that are grown conventionally, are sprayed with toxic chemicals, make them look fresher. So the chemical is called diphthiamine, and it's an artificial preservative, makes the fruit look fresher and better than it is, you know, because, you know, apples, when they get picked and transported and bumped around, they get bruises and little nicks on them. So this helps preserve the apples so they look better than they are. And, of course, diphenylamine preservative that they spray on the fruit, according to the Environmental Working Group, it's toxic to the health of humans. So anyway, it doesn't go away. The chemicals kind of stay on there. It's hard to get rid of, so, you know, beware of that.
try to buy, you know, certified organic fruits if you can. Moving along in the Quack Report, we're going to talk about this in the first part of the hour, gene tweaking. Scientists have actually killed a whole population of malaria-carrying mosquitoes that were in their lab, so it wasn't in the wild. They reused a modified gene sequence, and the researchers, this is at the London's Imperial College, they use what is called gene drive technology. It's a genetic modification, and what it did is it blocked the females from reproducing. And so their work was published in the Journal of Nature Biotechnology. So we're going to get into a little bit of that in the first segment of this show. Last but not least in the Quack Report, antioxidant-rich papaya, they say, can reduce brain damage if you have been exposed to heavy metals. That's right. Recent study published in the European Journal of Medicinal Plants said your papaya extracts can prevent candium-induced brain damage. So they think that the papaya is protective. It says it reduces a lot of inflammation and oxidative stress on your brain. Also, the compounds in the papaya have a detox effect, as well as the antioxidants strengthen your immune system to help you detox and cleanse. Hey, I'm all for papaya. Go run and get some. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, I want to let you guys know out there, Frank is the best radio engineer in the business, at least for me, anyway. The ones I've been exposed to, I say, Frank, you're A1. Not the steak sauce, but you know what I mean. All right, we're going to talk about gene drive. You're welcome, Frank. For several years, biologists and other scientists have been using some new technology. They call it active genetics, or, it's to alter inheritance of offspring. It's called active genetics. Others tend to refer to this area of science as genome engineering. So we're at the stage in history where, you know, science can engineer plants and animals and insects and humans really right out of existence if they want. So recently a group of scientists at London's Imperial College kind of tweaked some genes of the Anopheles gambiae mosquito to alter its genetics to prevent the spread of malaria. Sounds great. Now, according to the study that was in the Journal of Nature Biotechnology, what the scientists did is to prohibit the mosquito from being able to breed. They called this gene editing in the study double sex. So they turned the female mosquito into a male, unable to bite and lay eggs, so she couldn't bite people and get blood and all that. Now, get this. It took 11 generations or 154 days, 11 generations of the mosquito, to crash this mosquito population in the lab. End of story, no more. So no more mosquitoes. So scientists are using the CRISPR gene editing technology, also have computer programs that actually predict how long it takes for gene drives to take effect and spread through the population. Oh, no. Right, so what species is next for the scientists' path of extinction? Well, it's a guess, and I'm all for protecting our health against malaria, but there could be an unexpected or even a sinister side to this kind of research and technology. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at this, and you'll be surprised what I dug up. Uh-huh. We'll be right back.
Sister had another one. She baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, and Twang, and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep and purple satisfaction. Baby.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Love that song, Frank. So retro. All right, we're talking about the gene drive, and let me read you this quote from James Bull. He's an evolutionary biologist at the University of Texas. He said, "This is a great day. Here we are with technology that could radically change public health for the whole world." End of quote. Yes, that may be, but there's a big but. Now, of course, if you're on our newsletter list that we get, that you get by email only, you have to have email. You can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com and just click on books and newsletters. And in your email, you would, in your newsletter, you would see this graph of what the, biologists over there at the London Imperial College did in crashing the mosquito colony within just 11 generations or 154 days. It's an interesting looking thing. I mean, they were bebopping along and reproducing like they do, and then all of a sudden, zoom, nothing. All right, just a little tweaking of the CRISPR gene technology, and the mosquito is no more. You know, let me read you this other quote. This is from Omar Akbar. Don't you love that name? He's a geneticist, University of California, and he says, "No one knows the ecological consequences of removing mosquitoes or if the gene drive could be passed on to other species. So if you have a technology that could eradicate disease-carrying mosquitoes, it would be unethical not to use it." Okay, yeah, that's one argument. That's one side of it. But what happens when you remove those mosquitoes? Other than, you know, you don't have malaria anymore. What happens? What are those mosquitoes tied to that science isn't seeing? Well, let's look at this. They're targeting genetics. This is what scientists are doing. Because in 2015, some research that was done at the University of California, San Diego, they reported in the biology field, it's leaping ahead, they said, in the field of active genetics. So they reported to have control over what parents transmit to the next generation regarding genetic traits. So normally under the standard law of nature, that'd be, you know, like God's law, they say 50% of the offspring can inherit a trait. Now science is using gene drive techniques, and they can alter those laws. Okay, so the research has actually been focusing on the animal kingdom. However, medical science is quickly adapting this technology to help prevent the inheritance of certain types of diseases in humans. That's what they're saying they're working on. Here is a quote from Valentino Gantz, biologist, University of California, San Diego, he said, technology advances have enabled active genetics, an innovative toolkit to engineer organisms with novel features, thereby enabling a new era of advancements in synthetic biology, end quote. Well, it's all about controlling genes, okay? So science has admitted that the whole goal here with this research is to understand and control the mechanism of gene activity. So they feel it is their duty to remove the likelihood of any genetic flaws. They are learning the circuits of different species to find common elements that will translate to other species. And this is what science calls crosstalk. They are also noting how genes evolve and the circuits that make that happen. In addition, they are attempting to gain control over the chromosomes that have influence over your genetic activity. So science wants control over epigenetic intervention and the ability to regulate that control over gene editing sequences. So they're mapping out the control switches to your genes, you know, what turns them on, what turns them off. And what scientists want in the end is this engineering platform to manufacture new organisms with novel traits. So they want to create new species, basically. They want that power. So let's look at the next generation, because the gene editing technology is leading to altering the next generation. So this is known as transgenesis, or copycat cloning, if you will. So I don't think that, you know, scientists are going to restrict themselves to just manipulations in the plant and animal kingdoms. You know, I just don't think they have that kind of restraint. Ethan Barr, he's a professor of biology at Tata Chancellor's Endowment, Cell and Developmental Biology. And Ethan says, copycat cloning has the potential to greatly accelerate the assembly of complex genetic strains of animals and plants. Such genetic engineering manipulations should open new avenues of research. That new being you and me. And let's look at the altering of the code, because research done in 2005, now this is back in 05, University of California, Davis, and also the University of Cambridge in England got together with the folks in California, and they found that when they genetically engineered fruit flies, it changed proteins, and the species split into two different species of fly. Yeah, that's what happened. And the scientists noticed that in nature, that different breeds of fruit flies do not crossbreed because it makes them sterile. So such incompatibility is necessary in some species, because some species, they're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to crossbreed. So they also know from past research that reengineering such a species can become a serious problem. Here's a quote from Theo Dobhensky. He's a geneticist. Now, he said this back in 1945. Matings between closely related species would cause harmful or lethal genetic effects in the offspring, preventing interbreeding and driving the two species apart. And that's what the people at California and Cambridge found out. So, I mean, you know, I guess they didn't get the memo from 1945. Nobody read somebody's research that was super important back then. All right, so basically what you're going to be sold on with all this gene treatment stuff, and you see it working into these ads for a lot of these specialty clinics that are popping up, and it's a drive for the cure is what it's basically about. So scientists are driving the gene manipulation bus into the ground, trying to find ways around the causes for disease. They will spend billions of dollars and billions of hours trying to edit their way out of things like cancer, birth defects, and other illnesses. Now, while they may find success in some illnesses, they may also make mistakes that can change the course of mankind. So science is not immune to fraud, unethical work, negligence, and risky guesswork. So biologists are saying that they know which genes make fish swim in schools. So what would happen if they didn't? Scientists are like, well, let's find out. And they also boast that they know which genes affect bee populations and their ability to forage for food. And a genetic specialists are saying that they know which genes make humans have sexual desires and attractiveness to opposite sex and others. Kind of makes you wonder if the gender confusion today isn't some sort of ongoing experiment no one was told about. Are the RNA and DNA vaccines causing gene variances in humans? All good questions. There is such a thing as gene fusion, people. Not gene confusion, but, you know, you could go there. But it's called gene fusion, which is a forced mutation causing a different type of gene drive. And these are showing up in pediatric brain cancers. Okay, so if we're careful to notice the research in genetics, we may find that genes are more often than not the key to development, function, and lifespan in humans, animals, and even plants. So do we trust science to have the keys to those areas? What do you think, Frank? So we know that the nature of man has flaws. Yes, indeed. And he can be, you know, influenced by money, fame, prestige, which also can change the course of history and also a genetic inheritance. So genetics is really turned into one big experiment to see what man can do, basically. Perhaps, you know, man could collapse a species and change the ecosystem forever. And the ripple effects are unknown, but science has really decided to risk it. So there is really no longer any oversight to make areas of science that tend to go off the rails accountable, because guidelines and policy and laws, they have no real benefit unless they're correctly enforced. Don't see any of that happening. All right. I know there's laws, and then scientists just go offshore and do their thing. And which could be the reason why we got some interesting looking things popping up on the beach. Right, Frank? You know, it's a lot of evidence of trial and error, if you think about it. Now, in August 2017, I reported on what was called the globsters. The more scientific label would be an unidentified organic mass that just happens to wash up on the beach somewhere. But people are scratching their heads over these strange, often unidentifiable animal-looking type objects that are washing up on the beaches all over the world. Nothing remotely compares to these grotesque monsters that are up on the beaches, and they're unidentifiable. People don't know what they are. Beachgoers are snapping pictures and putting these anomalies up on the internet before the authorities can throw a tarp over the creature and haul it away. Well, when we come back for the break, we got more to talk about on that. Don't go anywhere.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Oh. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Back here on Herb Talk.
Yeah.
We were born to be alive.
That's right.
Well, we got globsters to talk about. And you actually can Google the globsters, by the way, if you got internet, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, the globsters seem to have this combination of features from different species of animals not known to breed together, like the globster that washed up in Russia on Sakhalin Island in 2006. It kind of looked like the head of a hippopotamus, but it had the body of a very large alligator. Another instance was 1960. It was reported that Ivan Sanderson reported a carcass of something that washed up on the Tasmanian beach in Australia, in which he described it as no visible eyes, no defined head, and no apparent bone structure. Another globster washed up on the same beach in 1997, described as having paddle-shaped flippers, long white hair, and six fleshy lobes on each side. Now, a real creepy glob appeared twice on the shores of the Canvey Island in Britain. One was in November 1953, then the next one was August 1954. It looked like a fleshy creature with thick reddish-brown skin, had bulging eyes and what looked like a cat skull, but had gills with hind legs and had five-toed horseshoe-shaped feet with concave arches. But then in 1953, that specimen had a little different look, had no forelimbs, but the front, in the 53, but in the 54, it had front feet again, and, it looked like paws, they said, and the thing weighed about 25 pounds. So Montauk Beach in New York also has had their fair share of globsters wash up, including the one in 2008 that looked like a combination of a dog's body with hind and front feet and a tail, but it had the head of an ocean turtle. People with, they tend to speculate, you know, maybe this stuff came from Plum Island, you know, the Animal Disease Center. Well, and a freaky carcass with what looked like a hog's body combined with a horse head and canine teeth washed up in Tinby Beach in Wales in 2013. And most of these cases, authorities were notified and then the carcasses were taken away and it was never heard of again. The news didn't carry any reports or anything like that. But, you know, the most recent one that I saw, Frank, I think it was on YouTube. It was somewhere, it was two Asian boys, teenagers, so I don't know where this was, but, and you never know if anything on the internet's fake or not, but anyway, I'll mention it. They were holding up what looked like the shape of a baby, had the abdomen and the legs and the arms of a baby. And kind of a round head, almost like, you know, a gingerbread man kind of shape to his head. And, but the whole outside, the skin of it was starfish. So it was like somebody, you know, genetically, force mutated a starfish with, human cells somehow. And, and supposedly it was alive because it was moving. Anyway, it was probably about 3 feet. You know, they held it up. It was about 3 feet. Well, so I think the globsters are really a lot of DNA editing. I think it's a lot of scientific experimentation on animals using a lot of gene editing techniques. And I think that most of this activity is being done in secret offshore. When they're done with the experiment, or let's say the experiment fails, then they just throw the experiment overboard, and this is why they're washing up on beaches. And of course, you know, if you ask science about this stuff, then they start talking about junk DNA. You know, okay, so you have labels to what God created, but God doesn't make junk, you know. And a recent report that was cited in the Journal of Genome Biology and Evolution said that science has really no idea what 75% of human DNA is for. So why are they editing and messing with it then? They have no knowledge of what. Normally, when science can't explain something, they tend to ignore it or they call it non-essential junk. So they said that the same thing about your tonsils way back when and your appendix. Now, those are immune system organs, by the way. Your tonsils is the only gland that manufactures an antibody for polio. And then your appendix is your immune system gland for your bowel. Okay, so what is astonishing, really, is that scientists are also saying that 75% of the human DNA is non-functional, and therefore it's immune to any effects of mutations and can't be damaged. In other words, we can do anything we want to it, and it won't matter. Well, this, I'm sure, you know, is aimed at really, you know, squashing anybody's concerns that are associated, you know, with gene editing, using the CRISPR tool, causing pandemonium. Yeah, so this lends to the prospects that the real important DNA that science can manipulate, this is what they're saying, is roughly about 25%. So scientists are going to focus on that small percentage of DNA and try to prevent disease and birth defects. Now, in 2014, scientists stated that with regards to animals, about 8% of their DNA is functional. So they're trying to flush out the DNA that they feel is essential and then also expose any non-functioning or non-essential DNA. So they want to see what the DNA they have to keep and the stuff they can ignore. So they're attempting to recreate creation. That's what they're trying to do. Here's a quote from Dan Greer, University of Houston, Human DNA's Math Equation. He says, the term junk DNA was first used in 1972 to refer to DNA that has no known function. Well, they just haven't figured out what the function is. Doesn't mean it doesn't have one. Now, Chris Ponting, University of Edinburgh, UK, says, we are walking around with a genome where only 1 in 10 actually matters. And then Ryan Gregory, University of Guelph, Ontario, Canada, he says, we simply do not know just how much DNA carries a non-sequence-related function, which some parts of DNA are still useful despite having really no important sequence. Well, like I said, they just haven't figured out where the importance is. So I want you to stay focused out there. Don't let this upset you. Don't be perplexed. Just stay focused, because as the world pushes the limits and really wants to antagonize the creator, we have to stay focused. We have to do our due diligence in protecting the image of God. And I believe that when all is said and done, people are going to be astounded at how much science misrepresented facts. Now, Benjamin Franklin said half the truth is still a whole lie. So stay close to God. Pray Psalms 91. And trust him when he tells you herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. He says this from Genesis to Revelation. Okay. So if you want to learn more on how you can help your body stay healthy and well, remove toxins, help the organs regenerate, remove heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, hey, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's what they're experts at. Learn how you can also strengthen your immune system, especially with cold and flu season just around the corner. You can strengthen your cardiovascular system, your nervous system, your glandular system, and more. You have that power. God gave it to you. If we're wise and we listen and we pay attention, we can do more than the white coats. Give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 866 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and don't forget, you know, Apothecary Herbs is having a fall sale. So this is a perfect time to get stocked up on your cold and flu stuff, do your cleanses and whatever right before the holidays. And you'll save 15% and get free U.S. ground ship on orders of $50 or more. You can check it out online or give them a call. You can order by mail. Just write the code, which is fall sale, on your order form and get it postmarked by the 6th of October to get the 15% off and free ship. So check that out, powerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, you and God, an unbeatable team, let me tell you, right? Right. God's for you, who can be against you? Well, we're going to talk about sinuses because you know what? We've got fall on the heels, and we're going to get lots of rain and leaves falling, a lot of mildew and mold, and people get a lot of sinus infections, a lot of pressure. And we got a few tricks up our sleeves using God's herbs to nip it in the bud, and if you already have an infection, how you can, you know, roll it on by without you having to resort to antibiotics. Because according to the CDC, about 12.3% of the U.S. population goes to the doctor for sinus infections. And that's about 37 million people. And it's estimated that 6 million would rather not go to their doctor for treatment and are looking for something else. So a healthy person, you know, you're going to produce about a half to one cup of nasal mucus per day. And that's normal. Okay. And a lot of people go, really? And so that's normal to keep your nasal passages from drying out and helps to keep unwanted pathogens and even parasites from entering through the nasal cavity. So the mucus has a purpose there, but there's different types of mucus. Now, some people's, you know, they suffer from recurrent cases of sinusitis. They go to get the medical treatments and year after year, infection still comes back. You know, sometimes it's the diet, and we're going to get to that too. Patients with chronic sinus problems often get depressed because they have these long courses of drug therapy and even surgery. Sometimes they go to the neurologist and they get sinus scraping. A lot of patients have seasonal sinusitis. They get it in the spring and the fall. Some people have it year-round, just depends on what's going on. But a lot of pollen or mold spores can kind of trigger it off. So we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this. And you know what? When you sneeze, though, your sneeze has a lot of power. So there was this study at the Federation of the American Societies for Experimental Biology in 2012, and they did some research on the common sneeze, and they thought they knew why people were sneezing and the mechanism for the sneeze. I bet you know, Frank. Well, I know. We got to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk about that and more. Don't go anywhere. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here in Herb Talk. Yeah, we're talking about sinusitis. So if you're one of those people, you know somebody, family or friends, we got some tricks up our sleeves that help them basically figure it out and not get sinus infections. Now, the researchers, you know, at the Federation for American Societies, you know, they found that when we sneeze, it's the body's way of resetting its pathological environment that in your nose and your nasal passage. So if you get pathogens that get in there that shouldn't be, the body identifies that and it ejects them with a sneeze. So to determine it's really the nose hairs that help to identify unwanted pathogens and then signal the cells that line your nose and your nasal passage. Now, according to Dr. Noam Cohen, he's with the Department of Otolaryngology, and he's an ENT guy. He says patients that seem to get sinus infections do not clear the nose and the nasal cavity of enough mucus, and then inflammation sets in and then an infection. And his team also determined that the nasal cells in healthy patients react to a sneeze differently than patients with chronic sinusitis. So it's an interesting thing. You want to keep in mind that if you have healthy patients, you know, that sneeze differently, you want to know, well, why am I not healthy and sneezing right? Well, the ENT profession used to think that it was just inflamed tissue that was responsible for chronic sinus inflammation and infection. But then they learned it's really the mucus that's the key. And so now they've been trying to come up with all kinds of therapies and devices to clear the mucus with limited success. Now, in Sweden, there was a study at Lund University in 2011. They were looking at a new way to diagnose sinusitis because one of the things they said has contributed to such chronic conditions is the overuse of antibiotics. So they were using Doppler ultrasound sensors to determine the volume of flow and the sinus fluid and the air just to see if you did indeed have a sinus infection and whether you needed to be prescribed an antibiotic. The only problem is a Doppler ultrasound is about $250 to $550, and most people don't want to go that route. Now, Ohio State University Center for Clinical and Translational Science in 2014 did an experiment to create what they call rapid test for sinus sufferers. They claimed that this could avoid the overuse of antibiotics, and the test looks at bacterial biomarkers to help doctors diagnose the infection. My question is, have medical doctors in the past guessed then that patients had sinus infections? Yeah, basically that's what they did. They guessed. Scientific wild-ass guess. Yeah, swag method. That's what it is. All right, so this, you know, has led to the overuse of antibiotics, strain-resistant pathogens, failure to have the medications clear the infection. So the Wexler Medical Center and Nationwide Children's Hospital said the rapid test involved just a nose swab, 5-minute analysis of the mucus. They found about 10% of the patients that were being seen for sinusitis actually had an infection and needed a prescription. Only 10%. All right, so the rapid test can eliminate about 18 million antibiotic prescriptions per year. And I guess the pharmaceutical industry not going to hope you hear about that. But the research team also stated that people with chronic sinusitis often have bacteria called biofilms in their nasal cavity, and this represents colonies of bacteria. They have this sticky covering to them, and it protects them from the antibiotics, so that's why they don't get cleared up. And this bacteria can colonize. It has the specific protein membranes that can show up, though, on a signature test if one is done. It's kind of like a strep test or a pregnancy test. It's not hard to do. You identify the protein, and they can do that in a Petri dish. If the test shows that it's a virus instead of a bacterium, you don't get a drug, that kind of thing. The doctor said that 80 to 90% of the time, the sinus problem is more viral. So the Cochrane Systematic Review also said sinusitis usually clears up on its own in 14 days without any antibiotics. But you know what? People just don't want to suffer for 2 weeks, you know? And people that got antibiotics, they said they only got over their infection a day early. So here is a quote from Dr. Anil Selranata, Office of Health Technology Assessment in Finland. He says a systematic review of the data, 57 separate studies using a variety of antibiotics and then placebos, found that most of the patients got better within 2 weeks, regardless of which group, a drug or placebo, were used. Wow. Interesting stuff. And then, of course, you know, a lot of doctors go overboard and they'll give you the antibiotic plus a steroid. Yeah, sinusitis and steroids, not my thing. Neither the steroid or the antibiotics were more effective than a placebo, according to some research by Dr. Ian Williamson of University of Southampton, UK. So that was his conclusion. He says, you know, the antibiotics and steroids aren't going to help. Other tests, according to Dr. Mark Embrill, University of Georgia, he says there are really no tests the patient wants to endure to confirm, really, they have a sinus infection, aside from injecting a needle to extract maybe fluid from the nasal cavity, and that's too close to the eye, he said. So other standard tests like x-rays and CT scans, he says they don't accurately confirm a sinus infection. They're very inconclusive, so don't even waste your money, he says. So he says appointments and money are what to be had by the medical industry. So they'll put you through the scanner anyway. See, so it's all about the money there. According to Dr. Embrill, he says, I think people have this idea that tests are more accurate than they actually are. There is a given built-in 20% value for error. Sometimes through studies, we find that the tests were, not as accurate and they turn out to be not so helpful. And we find, better tests down the road to guide us in our diagnostics. So just remember that. Your tests have built-in error margin of about 20%. So Dr. Ambrill actually and his research team started looking at other tests for different proteins that can help identify the bacterial infections in the sinuses. And a lot of his work on diagnosing a sinus infection wound up in the 2016 British Medical Journal. Yep. So antibiotic bust when it comes to sinus infection. Journal of the American Medical Association 2012 said patients don't get better faster or have fewer symptoms when they get antibiotics for sinus infections. Our results prove that antibiotics are not necessary for basic sinus infections. People get better on their own. Dr. Jerry Piccirillo, professor of ENTs and ENT. All right, so I bet you wonder what Miss Wendy would do. I'm going to tell you. I would say 50% of you folks out there that are plagued with sinus infections is you're allergic to your diet. And you're probably saying, well, you just said it was mold and leaves on the ground and all this stuff. That contributes. But when you have an allergy to your diet, you already have a lot of inflammation going on and mucus going on when you're allergic to something like that. And then here comes the mold and the mildew and the pollen or whatever, and it just exacerbates it. So it's just my experience, and I'm just a humble herbalist. Take it for what it's worth. Get off the dairy products. Sometimes it's wheat and dairy, but most of the time it's dairy. It's the milk, it's the cheese, the yogurt, the ice cream. Get off of those because it's a protein in the body that creates a lot of mucus, traps a lot of pathogens in, creates inflammation, stresses the immune system, causes inflammation. So if you get off the milk, you probably aren't going to have your sinus infections every year, your throat infections, your bronchitis, pneumonia, tonsillitis, ear infections. Kids typically get ear infections with a milk allergy. So if you get off the dairy, get a substitute like coconut or almond milk or something, and never go back. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Just, you know, changing the diet. Your body just doesn't like that particular item. And it just makes you more vulnerable. So that's one thing. The other thing that I like to do, is, you know, when you got a lot of mucus, and the only thing that really moves the mucus is cayenne. I mean, a hot Scoville heat unit cayenne. So we use habanero cayenne in our sinus formula at Apothecary Herbs. It's called Echinacea Deluxe. It boosts the immune system. First sign of pressure, you take this stuff, and you can sidestep a lot of problems. Really, you could clear it up in a matter of a day. Another product that's very helpful for people that just feel yucky before the sinus pressure starts is the Three Amigos pack, which is more broad spectrum, and you can use that. It's not just for sinus. So we've got a couple of tools, but typically, you know, a lot of your power is in what you're putting in the body. Okay. Now, some of you do have, you know, environmental allergens that can kick off an infection. This is true. So definitely have some Echinacea Deluxe handy. Absolutely going to be invaluable to you. And it's not an antibiotic, and it's not going to create drug resistance. It's not going to give you yeast infections. It's got no side effects. It's hot. Put it in tomato juice, like V8. The enzymes in the tomato juice cool the hot taste in the mouth. You won't even know it's there. And you will have a built-in solution to your sinus problem. Absolutely so valuable. I've used it over and over and over and over again in the last 30 years that I've made this formula, family, friends, and then everybody out there that I talk to. And it's you'll sleep better. You'll breathe. I can breathe again. You'll be amazed. Thepowerherbs.com. Visit there if you have internet. If you don't, give them a call. They'll send you a free product catalog, and you'll get all the tools you need for so many things. You'll be amazed. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They are professional strength for practitioners and you. Absolutely great stuff. Do sign up for the newsletters under the Books and Newsletters tab and get one in your email box each and every week and be empowered and share that with family and friends. It's a great thing to pass on the power. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Now I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.